Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Hey there.
Today, we're digging into just one source document. It's a text file describing a place called the Pigpen, LA.
Right. Think of it as our guide map for this particular spot.
Exactly. And our mission really is to just unpack what this text tells us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is this place supposed to be?
Yeah. What's its purpose according to the source? And what are the features, the details it lays out?
Okay, let's get into it. So the text immediately sets it up as a fully equipped commercial film and photo studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a specific theme, 50 Shades of Grey.
Right off the bat, you know it's not your typical studio.
Definitely not. And what's interesting is the range of uses it lists. It's kind of fascinating how versatile they pitch it within that theme.
Yeah, it lists like the professional stuff, commercial shoots, cam shows, which fits the studio idea.
Uh-huh.
But then it goes broader. Private events, off-camera stuff, even solo exploration.
Solo exploration.
And guided therapy, education, or just, you know, rest and relaxation. And the source is really clear. It says it's for seasoned people and complete novices.
That's quite a strategy, isn't it? Catering to pros and beginners for such a niche thing.
It is.
And the text describes the actual space.
Hmm.
There's a loft with a king bed.
Right. And then the main floor has a queen bed, a sling, and just open space, different zones.
Plus the practical stuff. Full kitchenette, bathroom with a handheld shower.
Yeah. Basics covered, extra towels, linens available, Wi-Fi too. Foundational things.
Okay, but here's where it gets really specific, the equipment. The list in the text is pretty extensive.
Oh, yeah. It mentions a sling, a spanking bench, rim chair, even an inversion table.
Gear clearly meant for certain activities tied to the theme.
Exactly. Plus paddles, canes, whips, restraints, ropes, floggers, ragcrofts, different leather gear. And it even says instructional guidebooks are there.
Guidebooks too. Okay.
The level of detail kind of suggests they wanted to be turnkey for this niche, you know?
I'll show up.
Provide all the tools. And it adds that other gear is available if you ask, so there's probably more.
And there's an upgrade option, the VIP room.
Yep. The text says it's an extra $60 per visit, or $300 for a full year of access.
And what does that get you, according to the source?
Well, it says the VIP room adds more impact props, a third bed, another sling, a puppy cage, and, quote, more.
Mm, more.
Yeah.
Definitely steps things up.
For sure. It expands the possibilities.
And beyond the props, the text sounds solid, too. Supports the film and photo angle.
Right. It mentions a projector, multiple connection types for that, 5 smart TVs.
5.
And wireless Bluetooth stereo, all internet capable, with Amazon Fire TV and PLEX set up for content.
So they've really thought about capturing and showing stuff. Now, shifting from what it is to how it works. The business side.
Okay, yeah. The text outlines it as a whole studio rental. There's a price, plus a cleaning fee.
Standard enough.
And a $100 refundable deposit. But a key thing is the liability waiver.
Mandatory.
For every single guest. Every guest. You can sign it there or use a QR code.
Interesting. And it mentions potential extra fees, too, if you book through other sites.
Yeah, just briefly notes third parties like Mr. Banby or Gigster might add costs.
That waiver really stands out, though. A clear sign they're managing risk.
Absolutely. And the text also says they offer referrals.
Referrals? For what?
To connect guests with, like, independent pros, photographers, videographers, content creators, or even for guided experiences.
Ah, so it's kind of like an ecosystem around the rental itself.
Seems like it. Operationally, it's appointment only. Strict hours, too. Closed every day between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Got it. Now, the last bit. There's a significant disclaimer in the text, right?
Yes, and this part is quite revealing about their positioning.
How so?
Well, the source text brings up potential legal stuff. It states, very factually, that West Hollywood has an ordinance against short-term vacation rentals.
Yeah.
But it then clarifies that the Pigpen LA claims its specific operation is as a commercial film photo studio space.
For adult self-exploration and artistic expression.
Exactly. That's the phrasing. And the text asserts any similarity to a vacation rental is just coincidental.
And that it doesn't violate laws, ordinances, or health codes.
Right. It's a very specific legal stance laid out right there in the description.
So wrapping this deep dive based purely on our source, the Pigpen LA is presented as this highly specialized, themed commercial studio.
Yeah, with extensive gear, media tech, a clear operational model, including those waivers and hours.
And, crucially, that stated legal positioning designed to navigate local rules.
This text really shows you the kind of detailed planning and, frankly, strategic thinking that goes into running a niche commercial space like this, from the inventory down to the legal fine print.
So here's something to think about.
Oh.
Given that level of detail on very specific equipment and the explicit mention of local ordinances right there in the source text, what does this document really tell us about the challenges and the careful positioning needed to operate commercially in these kinds of legally complex or maybe sensitive niches?